going to be talking about four games: World of Tanks, Wartune, Temple Run, and Minecraft. I'm your host, Sebastian Beck, and also an expert in one of the games. But first, we're going to be talking about World of Tanks with our expert, Powell Gola.
So, World of Tanks is basically an MMO game where you score kills to upgrade and just basically have fun. That's the point of every game, right? So, the World of Tanks has five basic tanks. The first one is a light, then comes the medium, and then there's a heavy. Of course, there's a tech tree. So the fourth one is an SPG, which has very little armor, but much firepower. The fifth one is the tank destroyer, which is basically a sniper.
Okay, and do you play multiplayer with other people, or is it just against the computer?
It is an MMO game, so you basically play with people around the world. Like, I play with people from my country, and I communicate in my language.
So this is a way to keep in touch with friends if you've moved away from your country.
Yes. And by the way, I play with my friends right here.
As well.
On Skype.
Okay, moving on. Next game, Wartune, and our expert Trisha, and I do not know her last name.
Okay, now you're making me angry. Alright, so Wartune is a multiplayer game, which is also an RPG. So you basically start out and you have to select your character, which is either a mage, a knight, or an archer. And then you can choose to be either male or female from those categories. Basically, you start out in a forest and you are surrounded by bears. So the first thing you'll do is fight off, like, the first bear. They'll guide you through how you fight them off, and then you'll learn how to use your moves and everything. And then you will be introduced to quests, and then soon you'll get a quest that'll say, save the girl. And with that, you go and you find this girl being attacked by a bear, and then after you fight off the bear, you find out that her name is Dinah, and she's the high priestess of a town. So basically, Dinah, in exchange for you saving her life, she will grant you the town. And so with that town, you are to upgrade the town hall, the barracks, and the village. So with that, there are many other things you can do for the town. Like, you have to actually go out and find a gold mine and stuff.
Okay.
Do you enjoy it?
Do you play multiplayer, or do you just play with the computer?
Well, they have both of those, as you have a friends circle sort of thing. They also set up the game for you. So, like, if you are in a certain level, say you're like 5 to 7, you are playing in one sort of category, one sort of place. You're trying to fight off the evil from that place.
Okay.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would recommend this because I am really, you know, aspirational as, you know, I want to become some sort of authority myself. So this is a really fun game
to practice being authority.
Yeah.
Moving on. Temple Run 2 by our expert Sasha, which I also don't know her last name.
Okay. So Temple Run is a new game. It was released on January 17th, 2013. It's very fun. The objective is to keep running and the time gets faster. You are chased by vicious dogs. You have to jump over trees and bridges. So you have to collect coins, which you can use those coins to upgrade into different characters and different kinds of, like, upgrades. It's really fun, and it's available on, like, iTunes.
Yeah, okay. So I just want to say, I'm not hearing a lot from our other expert in World of Tanks, Powell Gola, so why don't you say something, Powell?
Well, depending on, like, do you change biomes while you run? Like, does it...
Do you change what?
Does the game change, like different views?
Yeah, there's, like, different kind. There's, like, you're one on a bridge, then you're on actual land, and you have to keep... You can switch, like, lanes while, like, you move your thing, your product.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Trisha, what about you? Any questions?
Actually, I'm actually fairly acquainted with Temple Run myself, as my cousin introduced it to me. And since then, my sister and I have been addicted since. So, I mean, I'm not really an expert, but I do
like the
Temple
Run.
Yes.
So you know how the game works.
Yes, it's very addicting.
Okay, moving on to Minecraft, and I'm the expert here, Sebastian Beck. So, any questions?
Well, first, introduce us to the game.
So, the game is basically a world of blocks. You've got three modes. You've got Adventure, where you go out and you can't break anything except for with the right tools to use. You've got Survival, where basically all you do is you hunt sheep and you try to beat a dragon in another dimension called the End. And then you've got a third mode, which is Creative, where you've got infinity amounts of blocks and you can fly. And basically what people do here, some people call this a cheat, because the main mode of the main mode and most famous mode of Minecraft is Survival. But basically it's used for building massive structures and used for architectural designs. So then some of the other very famous parts about Minecraft are their mobs, like the Creeper, which is a green, four-legged, no-arms monster, which only comes out during the night and explodes whenever you come near it. And then you've got other things like skeletons, zombies, which are also very commonly described.
Mm-hmm. So how do you defeat creepers, skeletons, and zombies?
Well, depending on what you're fighting, zombies, you just attack them. Skeletons, you just attack them. Creepers, you just attack them. Except for with the creepers, you attack, you go back, you attack, you go back, you attack, you go back, until it eventually dies to avoid it blowing up.
Is it everything complete, like, square? Is there nothing?
There is nothing square, except for some people have debated that there are circles, but they're made out of very large pixels. So some people call them a square because you can still see all the individual pixels. Some people call it a circle, and the circle is the shadow of a person.
Is it available on, like, Macs and other
Macs, Windows, iPads, iPhones, and Windows, PCs, computer.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. You can play multiplayer as well, online with other people from either around the world on the server, or you can use your same internet, which is called LAN, LAN World.
Amazing. I actually have one question. Do you think it's possible to...
You actually have a question.
Yes, I actually have a question. Do you think it's possible to make the Burj Khalifa on Minecraft?
People have already made the Burj Khalifa.
Really?
They've made it so tall that you can't see it from top to bottom.
Amazing.
It's so tall, it can't even fit in the Burj Khalifa.
By the way...
That makes no sense.
Does Minecraft have a limit?
Yes, it does have a limit, and there's a site I know of, which I forgot the name of, and it basically shows the limit for everything, from really small things like atoms to really big things like the size of the universe. And if you were to run all the way to the limit of Minecraft, it would be the same distance in real life to run to the last planet in the solar system, Neptune.
I see.
Isn't Pluto the last planet?
No, Pluto's
a dwarf planet.
So, is it worth getting?
Yes, it is very worth getting. It is, I've heard that it's gone up by $11, which is now $26.
Oh, good God.
But when I bought it, it was only $15, and I really enjoyed it.
Are there any cheats?
A lot. Too many to name up.
What would you say are some of the things that you could possibly fix on Minecraft, if you could, or some things you don't like about it?
There's only one thing I would fix and that I don't like about it at the same time, which is lag, which is basically where the game slows down, which a lot of other games also have.
Slows down? Meaning
yeah, slows down as in it freezes and then it goes, it freezes and then it goes. And it can happen when you're on multiplayer. Some people do that and some people don't. So when they walk, it looks like they're teleporting.
I see.
That's cool.
Moving on. Now we have to say bye-bye.
Well, so, this has been Gaming Corner, and well,
that's it.
That's a wrap.
That's it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.